SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. South Carolina Republican lawmaker Tim Scott, a presidential candidate and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, blasting President Biden for what he describes as his ambivalence on U.S. support for Israel.
That requires the United States of America to stand shoulder to shoulder with no daylight with Israel, as opposed to having a president who speaks with a forked tongue, supporting Israel during the middle of the day, but then delaying Israel's progress at night.
And Senator Scott pushing for legislation that would pull funding from colleges that tolerate anti-Semitic activity.
I am now leading on legislation, new laws, that will pull federal funding from schools that refuse to hold their students accountable for the advocating of mass murder, for supporting genocide, and for supporting terrorism.
Also at srnnews.com, Saturday witnessed pro-Palestinian demonstrations in major global cities protesting Israel's military response to the Hamas attack more than a month ago. But one Jewish scholar is concerned about anti-Semitism within the Jewish community.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken is managing director of the Coalition for Jewish Values. He tells Salem News Channel that Jews with leftist political philosophies should be alarmed by Hamas's professed intention to destroy Israel.
If those people didn't wake up now after October 7th, nothing will wake them up. But I certainly hope that those people are now coming around to realize, you know, we have real friends and, unfortunately, we have real enemies.
Recently, a Hamas leader promised a second, third, and fourth attack against Israel until the nation is annihilated. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. In Canada, a transgender sports controversy.
The scene at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's fall swim meet outside Toronto must have seemed surreal. A 50-year-old man who is living as a woman competed in a race against 13 and 14-year-old girls. Local officials told Rebel News they couldn't keep the man out under rules established by the governing body, Swimming Canada. The man is a psychology professor at York University who studies children and youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has issued an executive order aimed at combating anti-Semitism and other forms of anti-religious hatred amid the war right now in the Middle East. The governor's directive instructs law enforcement to share and coordinate potential anti-Semitic acts through a, quote, situation room. This is SRN News. Three passengers suing Alaska Airlines, saying they suffered emotional distress when an off-duty pilot allegedly tried to shut down the engines of the plane during flight.
Charging documents say the pilot was riding in the cockpit's jump seat when he tried to pull two handles that would engage a fire suppression system and cut fuel to the engines. He was quickly subdued and the plane diverted safely to Portland, Oregon. Plaintiffs in the suit say he should not have been allowed in the cockpit because he was suffering from depression and lack of sleep. Alaska Airlines says it's reviewing the complaint, adding it applauds the crew members for responding quickly to the crisis. Rich Thomason reporting.
Russian military says a Ukrainian missile strike on a shipyard overnight in annexed Crimea has badly damaged one Russian vessel. There's still no official word on any casualties. More details at srnnews.com.